All right. Back at it again, boy. What's up, dog?
Same old shit, different day.
Well,
happy belated Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
happy Valentine's Day there, buddy. How was yours?
I had a heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah.
A basketball practice.
I think everybody gets heart-shaped pizzas now. I think it's a big thing. Dude, Papa John's was slamming yesterday.
I told Chelsea I went with the traditional Hussin's.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I can't. I gotta take a break. I don't eat Hussin's. I don't eat pizza a lot. We don't order it out a lot. But I gotta go. Man, that jacks my stomach up.
Two weekends in a row.
Yeah, no. As I told her today, I say I can't. It jacks my stomach up. So it might be the end.
No, you're saying no more Hussin's?
I don't know. We're going to hiatus. We're going to hiatus
for a while. Well, speaking of food,
doing
a live review here. So, you know, reminding everyone that we're huge Taco Bell fans, and this is the drunk food of choice when we used to get slammed all the time back in the day. But I have a double beef gordita crunch, their new menu item.
I already ate my half.
You already took
it. We're on a diet, so we split it.
I'm probably just going to take a bite, but...
Oh, hell no. You ain't going to take a bite. Yeah, I ate the whole thing. It's good. And while he's doing that, I am drinking a Baja Blast Zero, and I've had this before. It's good. I highly recommend the Baja Blast Zero. It is a phenomenal... I've never had it in a can or a bottle. I don't know if you can even get it in a can or bottle.
Can't get it in a can.
But it's a fountain, and it is phenomenal. I highly recommend you go through Taco Bell and get a Baja Blast Zero. Also, Wendy's has Mellow Yellow Zero. It is good.
Mm.
So, I thought you was only going to eat one bite.
Man, that's spicy ranch. That spicy ranch.
Gets you every time.
I would put that spicy ranch on just about anything. It's just like Cattleman sauce.
Yep.
I would put that. I would literally douse spicy ranch on about, just put about anything. I don't, it's so good.
And let me tell you something about you listeners out there, and I don't know if you know. Have you ever bought the Baja sauce from Taco Bell in the grocery store?
Mm-mm.
I have. And it's not the same.
Really?
Yep. Nope. Not the same. It says Baja Blast or Baja sauce or whatever that is, and it has a picture of the gordita crunch on the bottle. It is not the same. Well, what do you rate it?
Well,
what would you rate a standard hot? We've already did this review. We'd have to go back. I wish we had that little, you know, when they did the pros do the edit and it shows you what we rated it a long time ago. What would you rate a standard hot cheesy gordita crunch? 1 through 5.
1 through 5?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. 5.
You rate it a 5?
No. Five being the scale of like, if you're driving by Taco Bell, you're always pulling in to get it.
So okay,
that's what a 5 stands for. And that's with quality control, meaning that they always have a hot one there and blah, 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 blah. The regular standard gordita crunch, I'm not, man, it's probably a solid like 4.3.
Ah.
It's real close to a 4.5, but it's probably 4.3. That right there, what I just had, that double beef, all it is just a more beefy version, which is kind of cliche to say because since that's what they're going for. But it didn't taste any different than a regular, I don't think. Adding the beef didn't do anything to it,
right,
to me. So it's not like it's not making it that much more outstanding. So like if that were the case, if I'm giving it on a 5 scale for what I just ate right there, I have a super hot one fresh, I'd probably rate it at like a 3.3.
Yeah.
But like a standard gordita crunch, and the hack that you talked about, I don't know if you talked about, we talked about this live or didn't talk about it live. The one that you said that you knew how people would get the Doritos Locos Tacos as the shell.
Yep.
We ain't done that yet.
Damn it.
But that is something I'd be interested in because I love a Doritos Locos Taco.
Gotcha.
I love the nacho cheese one.
And this is going to sound stupid. I'm at the same thing. I'm at a 4. I'm going to go one higher, 4.4 on that because I know you said 5 is the pull in the Taco Bell and get it every time you pass.
Yep.
Every time I pass the Taco Bell, I do not go in there and get it. But every time I do pass the Taco Bell, I immediately think of a cheesy gordita crunch. So,
yes,
I think about them. Oh, I love them.
They're so good.
Yep. What do you think about the Zero?
Zero is really, really good. If we're going back to the three scale system that we had from last podcast or the whichever one it was, that Zero right there, that creeps in. That might overtake Code Red for me. The Zero. So I would have to bump the original out of the top three and go Livewire, that right there, and then. Yeah, probably Code Red or regular Mountain Dew. Those are probably neck and neck now. But that's good. That's yeah, really good.
That's good.
When I had it before the podcast, I was like, man, that is pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like that.
And we gotta get that Sweet Lightning one from KFC. I got that Sweet Lightning one. Yeah.
I got a KFC near me.
There's one in South Charleston. Maybe I'll drop over there and get us one for the next one.
All right. Hey,
that's that.
So I got. I'm all over the place in my notes today.
This is what's good. Yeah.
I got some good things going. Hey, is Ham coming in next weekend?
As far as I know.
Okay.
I have not heard a no to that.
So I almost sent him a Valentine's present, but I didn't get out there to get it.
Your wife sent me a picture.
Yeah, I almost got him one of those and mailed it to him, but I just got busy and never.
The hearts with a fireball in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny when she sent it to me.
So, let's get into this. I don't think there's anything, any corrections or anything.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Shit.
So, starting off with our fashion debate from last week.
Well, I got notes on here from fashion too, so we can just talk about fashion.
Okay, well, the correction I want to make is you lost one off your group, so it's you and Ham standing alone.
That's
unless you guys got somebody else on your team.
Jokes is a cargo shorts guy.
I don't know. Should have asked him. Bill does no longer wears cargo shorts. Yep. So I misspoke when I said that.
And Bill, well, Ham, I knew this, and Ham said just because you got Bill on your team doesn't mean it's your team's any stronger. So. How about that?
He did say that.
All right.
That's my correction.
All right, so let's get on the clothes, and I seen this today at the girls' basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and everybody.
But you sent me a picture last week of the guy in cargo shorts with the nice caftan.
We had him on again today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kept it rocking.
Yeah, it's every day.
And Big Ron right now is in Williamsburg, mm-hmm. or he's on vacation.
I've seen him on the book. He checks in everywhere. I know Ron's at. And I
sent him a text and said, look at Big Ron out here traveling in his cargo shorts. And he sends me a picture back. He's like, you know it, dog.
Yeah, Ron.
So Ron's on the squad.
All right, so we all got our own style of clothing, and like I said, I'm a simple guy. I wear the same shit. I don't care. How do you feel about, and I don't know how we put this in context of, some people are adults, and they might have some kind of disability or something, so they can get by with this. Hell, even if you don't have a disability, you can still get by with it if it's your style.
Where are we going with this?
But I witnessed this today at a basketball game. I'd say this guy was 26 or above in age, at least.
Okay.
Fresh haircut. He was wearing a white long sleeve Tar Heels shirt.
Mm-hmm.
A baby blue Tar Heels jersey with number one on it. He had the matching.
The Stephen Berry's version?
No, this was he bought it.
Okay.
He bought it. Okay. Somewhere good.
Okay.
He had the matching Tar Heels shorts, some Nike Flight mid-level socks that matched, and he had matching shoes.
So literally, he could have stepped out on the court and started dropping threes, and nobody.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say because he was out there shooting basketball, and he ain't playing for the Tar Heels. He ain't playing for state. And this guy, I don't even know who he is. He could be a listener. The hell if I know. All he needed was the warm-up gear, and he was on the team. And I'm like, dude, why are you wearing all that?
Mm.
And I just don't feel – I mean, kudos to him. If that's what makes him comfortable and that's what he likes, I'm not dogging him. I'm just like, dude, that's a little
too much. Is matching still a thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Especially when it comes to gear. To me, like sports gear, number one, I just got to get this out of the way. If you're a grown man – and you're wearing a jersey, and you're at a non-sporting event, And he even, I think even can even be argued at actual sporting events. Like, grown men in jerseys, especially with dudes, especially, like, college kid jerseys. Like, you go to WVU game and you see somebody rocking, like, a Will Greer jersey. And you're like, dude, you're old, you're 45 and you're older.
You're not
than
a jersey guy.
And you're looking, you're rocking the man's jersey, and he's younger than you, and he's on the field. And it feels as though you're like, you know, looking up to
this
guy. You're
a diehard fan.
Exactly, and that's where it gets weird.
All right,
for
well, say like I go to a Chiefs game. Say we go to a Chiefs game, and I wear a Mahomes jersey. Are you looking at me weird?
You personally, no, I'm not looking at you weird, but I might be judging other people just because I don't know, man.
Is it okay to wear to go to a WVU basketball game and have a WVU polo on?
Yes, like, I believe the signage is I'm fine with. Like, if you run and rock your team's apparel, I'm fine with it. It gets a little weird to me, especially when they're personalized jerseys. Like, you remember the jersey thing with, like, the Browns where they had, you know, you got a Tim Couch jersey.
Yeah.
But once Tim Couch sucked, they put every other quarterback on there on, like, a piece of duct tape, and it goes all the way down.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, you're not buying. And I've seen guys that have, like, collections of jerseys.
You think Ham collects jerseys?
No. I don't think so. He might have. Maybe back in the day, he had a Phillies jersey or an Eagles jersey, but he ain't wearing them now. Okay. I think you get a point. Don't we get to a point in life where you just kind of like you never bring those things back out? Like when we were kids, remember the jersey revolution when we were
everybody
kids?
Had Randy Moss jerseys.
Everybody had a replica of Jerry West or Randy Moss or Mike Vick.
You know where I got all my jerseys from?
Where's that?
Value City.
Really?
I remember my mom, when that was a big store, we'd go down there, and they always had them on discount racks. And, I mean, you could get...
St. Almond's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they always had crazy jerseys down there, and it was like...
Dude, jerseys were big back then.
Yeah.
Jerseys were big in, like, the early, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, everybody had a Jordan jersey. You know, everybody had those old Bulls jerseys and stuff like that. But I felt like... around here, I'm just speaking around here, like... I don't ever see running by somebody out at a grocery store and they got a LeBron jersey, Laker jersey on. You know, like I don't think jerseys are a thing anymore, but maybe they are in these major cities. It's just it's whatever. But back to your original point, that man right there, somebody's got to pull him to the side and be like, dude, you don't have to match everything out. Just put some jeans on, man, or you know, you don't got to go with the Tar Heel shorts and the matching shoes and the socks. Like, what's next? A headband? You're going to come out with a headband on? You know what I mean? Like, it's too much, bro. You got to back it down.
I was like, man, Dan. All right, and then the other thing I got about T-shirts or sweatshirts or apparel is I found this thing on YouTube where I've been watching these people gamble, like buying like $500 worth of lottery tickets, or this one, the guy you know I'm talking about.
Coin pusher guy.
So he plays high limit coin pushers, and he to buy in to play these machines is like $400.
Oh, so that's the rub.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought you just walked up with your quarters.
No, those aren't even real quarters, and they're not real money. You have to cash them in.
Oh,
and they keep tally of how much. So one guy did the math, and basically for every quarter, you were paying like $3 per quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
High stakes.
Yeah, it was like $400 to buy in, and you get so many quarters. But I think he said the lowest was like 200. To buy in was the lowest was 200, and then the highest was I don't know. He always does.
Man, wonder whoever came up with that idea.
Like you could reset the coin. So basically, what we're talking about is where you drop the quarters in, it goes and hits the back, pushes them off the
level. That's a good business idea.
Yeah, that's why I want to find out where it's at.
That's a good business idea though, because we could open up our own. We could go get our own little memes and have high stakes coin pushers.
But he says it's in wherever this is in West Virginia.
He never messaged you back.
No, and he can only film the machine because it's just like slot machines. They have cameras on everywhere, and you can't film slot machines or whatever. He said you can't do that either.
Really?
And he said there's cameras on them where you can't bump them and all that.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Those Bitcoins that he has in there are progressive. You don't win a Bitcoin, they're progressive, and it's like at the end of the month who had the most You win like $100. If there's visas in there now, it could be
$20. Yeah, I've seen the cards and stuff in some of them.
So what I was getting at about clothing is I was watching him the other day, and he was in there, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah, by the way, he was like, I got T-shirts and sweatshirts for sale now, and it's called the Second Wave. And basically where you push the quarters and then it shoots them off the top ledge and then it comes back and a couple more fall off. That's called the second push. Mm. And so he's like, now he's selling T-shirts and sweatshirts with a wave going on it, a big wave that says second wave. And I'm like, damn, anybody can make a shirt now.
Oh, hell, yeah.
I think we need T-shirts.
Ooh, we might. That might be a nice little side hustle. Mm. Blase tie-dye shirts. Dog.
Hell, yeah. And we get some cargo shorts and put it on the pocket.
And fanny packs. Yeah. We have a whole damn line. Fashion line.
Yeah. So those two, that's all I got on the clothing.
On fashion.
But I got a couple. Well, you can go ahead and tell me what you got, but I got a couple good things that I think we need to.
So for me, this is probably the February month is just brutally boring. So now I've kind of picked back up in like my TV watching or my series show watching. And have you heard anything about this Don't Fuck With Cats documentary on Netflix?
No.
You haven't seen anything about this?
All right. Is it actual cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't want to do any spoilers or anything for anybody that think about watching this on Netflix. Most of the people that probably listen to this have probably heard about it or seen something about it. But without getting into it too far, all I'll say is the premise of the series, which is it's a three-episode series, all about an hour each, and it's all about the internet. So what happened? Well, and this is probably a famous case now because we're in 2020, and this happened early 2010. And so there was this viral video that went around of a guy doing something with cats. I'm not going to give away the premise of what happens to the cats. Well, that event spurs like a few people to start this Facebook group, okay? And this Facebook group is like out to get this guy and find out who did this and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So they go through all these steps of dummy accounts, and they're analyzing the video to the T, the whole nine yards. It goes crazy. And it's basically like an online group that just blows up.
Online mafia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the show progresses. More videos come across, more and more crazy involving cats. And they end up getting a name for this guy. Well, they start hunting him in Canada. Then the guy goes to France, goes to Paris.
Now, what kind of cat? Are we talking about like mountain lions? Or are we talking about house cats?
No, we're talking about house cats.
Okay.
So it all transpires. Guy ended up getting caught, whatever. And this group feels responsible. And I'm giving this a once over. I'm not getting into any of the details. But there are some really like disturbing things that happen. And they catch him, whatever. Well, this guy comes up with this like elaborate lie saying that someone basically
framed him.
Exactly. So it spurs all these other things in your mind that you're thinking about, and then it all comes to an end, whatever. So the interesting thing that the documentary hits on that I think is really, really going to be a very, very strong point going forward with the internet, which most people probably think about this now, but they probably don't consider their actions online. But what it spurs is like these people that were basically trying to do the right thing and find out who this was and help the authorities and stop this guy from doing all this stuff, are they responsible for the views and the attention that spurred this guy to continue to do these
acts. He knew they were after him, so he kept fucking doing shit.
And he kept fucking with them back. He kept putting out new videos. So when they're interviewing these people, which one woman lives in Vegas, and she literally, I think she works at the Rio, and she's a games analyst, and she does all the slot machines and stuff. But she has literally this fake Facebook account that she gets on, and she goes to this room, and all they do is try to catch this guy. There's another guy in another part of the country, same thing. And it's like this group of people that is like living this life on the internet where literally their daily lives are going on, but when they get home,
they're after this kid.
They flip up the laptop and they start looking for this guy. So what I thought was all interesting about, besides for the details, because the details are like, it's movie-like.
Right.
It's like stuff that like you would think like, this is not possible. No one would really do this. And no, it really happened. And I just think it's something for everyone to watch that does things on the internet by themselves when, like, you know, they're this other person online. They're on their fingered fucking their groups and they're getting with people and they think they're doing something for the greater good.
And then the other person on the back end of it's like, I'm going to get you. Keep fucking with me.
I'm coming back after your fucking ass. Yeah. And thanks for the attentions, assholes, because here, look what I did. I'm a celebrity now.
Yeah.
So that, my mind was blown because I'm like, man, I can remember back in the day with just surfing around on the book and like, you know, you got something happen in your community, let's say, okay? Something goes down in your community and you go in your community watch group.
Oh, yeah.
And you let everybody know. And it happened here. Yeah. It happened on this property. Guy breaks in. They get he takes all our stuff, goes out. A mob starts. Oh, I think it's this guy. Oh, I think it's this guy. They hunt him down. They arrest him, whatever. We don't get our stuff back, the whole nine. But, like, for weeks, it was, like, this big thing. Like, everybody's, like, hunting this guy down. I'm like, you know, if this guy was really, like, sadistic and was enjoying the attention, he'd keep coming.
Yep.
So it's a lot of those things of, like, it's, like, one, you think you're doing something for the greater good. And even the woman says, she's like, you know, after it was all done, she's like, I felt okay. She's like, then a week went by, another week by, and then she's like, was I responsible for this? Was I the one fueling this guy to continue on doing this stuff because he was basically a narcissist and he couldn't stop?
Yeah.
And we were all just playing his game with him, and he got the enjoyment out of it.
Isn't that like crazy how the world's coming in full circle? Because you used to watch movies on this, made-up movies, and now people are doing it in real life.
Well, that was the other caveat to the movie was this guy, his mom even, and they interviewed his mom.
Yeah.
And his mom thinks he's like innocent, obviously.
Right.
But she said all he did was watch movies. And he actually, they actually showed like the house and like the movie collection. And every movie that they showed was all the movies that had ties back to the documentary that he was emulating.
Ah.
So he emulated Catch Me If You Can, that Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio movie where Leonardo's escaping from the FBI agent and he's faking all his identities and doing all this stuff with money. And then the other one was Basic Instinct from back in the day when she basically murders her boyfriend first and then she blames it on him beating her and yada, yada, yada. Plays the game. That's all this guy does. So he watches these movies his entire life, and he's like, you know what? Nobody cares about
me. So without giving a spoiler, does anything in the big scheme of things, does he get in any type of trouble?
Oh, yeah. Life in prison was first-degree murder.
Man.
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy.
I recommend
it's a good one, man. I know you're not a big TV watcher or movie guy. It makes the mind work because the videos... They don't show, like, all of them, but I guarantee there's still somewhere on the internet that people, like, you know, web, man, it's a dirty place.
Yeah.
And the videos, crazy. Crazy what he does. I recommend it to anybody that hasn't watched it.
Don't fuck with cats.
Don't fuck with cats, Netflix.
All right.
Also, I got a few more things. I'm in the midst of watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. And we're on episode 4 of this season, and this is basically Larry David's dirtier version of Seinfeld, where it's all like observational humor. All these scenarios that play out on this show are stuff that happens to you and I on a daily basis, and every time I watch it, I just laugh my ass off. Well, one of the last episodes was he had this interaction with a woman who was a secretary for a lawyer. So when you park at these big office buildings and you go in to see the lawyer, they give you a voucher to park for free because you went in and saw the lawyer. Right, so they stamp your parking ticket.
Yeah.
Well, every time he talks to this woman, she stamps the ticket. And he's like, because he's like, validation. And she just kind of looks at him like, validation. Yeah. And like, they go through their whole shtick, whatever. But he brings up this point because the lawyer has his own personal bathroom. But he won't let Larry use it.
Right.
So Larry's like, have you ever used the lawyer's personal bathroom? She's like, yeah, it's way nicer than the public bathroom. So that spurs the question. He's like, you know what? How about we go on a date? She's like, a date? He's like, yeah, why don't we just go around and look at everybody's bathrooms and see who's got the nicer ones and yada, yada, yada. He's like, you know what's disgusting? He's like, men's restrooms. And she's like, oh, you've never been in a woman's restroom. He's like, yeah, I've been in a woman's restroom, but I'm telling you, men are more disgusting. And she's like, no way. So that's my question to you. Have you ever been in a woman's bathroom that is like you couldn't even believe how disgusting it was in there?
Well, the first part of that question is, yes, I've been in a woman's bathroom because if I got to pee and I go into, like, say, McDonald's or something like...
It's got a single stall.
I've went into women's because I've had to pee so bad in the men's line that I can lock the door.
Same.
If I can lock, like, gas station, same. I don't give a shit.
Same.
I got to go.
Same.
I can't say that I've ever been in a woman's bathroom off the top of my head that says, man, this is nasty. Now, I've been in where they stink. But I feel like it's just the place I'm at.
Oof. Man, I went in a marathon woman's bathroom one time, and the smell...
Damn.
I couldn't even begin to explain how bad the smell was. I was like, man, I don't even want to know what went down in here. But I know from, you know, living with males, sharing male bathrooms, I know our shit stinks. I get that. Like, we have the things that come out of our ass are absolutely foul. But I've never been in one where I'm like, dude, like, what has gone on in here?
Yeah.
But that the woman's bathroom, I guess it was just where in my mind, I was like, oh, it'll be clean. I walked in there, I was like, it's not that clean. And man, whatever that smell is, something died in here.
So for our listeners out there, hit us back.
Yeah, let us know if you've ever been in a woman's bathroom, number one, which... don't get yourself in trouble or anything.
Yeah, don't go out and test
them. don't do it in public.
Well, you could say you're a woman these days.
Well, you got these new the Starbucks bathrooms you share because they're genderless.
Dwayne Wade's son is a girl now.
Yeah,
so it's
Zaya. Yeah.
What's his real name?
Zion.
Okay, well he's Zion to me.
So, and there's that, and then the other one, which I know this will spark you up. They talked about side sitting. You know what side sitting is?
Where you eat at restaurants, you're sitting. I hate it. I hate it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. If we ever do a segment, have we done a segment on pet peeves?
I think so. It was way early on. I think this might have came up.
So yes, yeah, same side sitting. Hate it. You don't. And now, if you're on a couple's date, yeah, you sit by your significant other. You don't go get a booth and do same side sitting with you. It's just you two.
Dude, when he did it, I was like, oh my gosh, Henson be rolling in the floor right now.
Well, he pulled her against
it. He was just mocking it.
Yeah.
He was absolutely mocking it. It was just a complete mockery of like, because, well, the table that he was sitting at was wobbling. He's like, you know, this is annoying me. So he goes over to the side and starts sitting. He's like, she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm side sitting. She's like, you can't side sit.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I can. The table's wobbly. But it was just, it took me right back to you because I knew how infuriated you are by walking into a restaurant seeing a couple sit beside each other in a booth.
Yeah, no, I'm totally against that. Ah, damn that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But that's my TV and movie adventures for the week. So that's all I got on that.
Okay, I got two things. God, this is so fucking random. I don't even know if our listeners, the 10 of you out there, if this is going to matter. But first one I got is I was at Walmart last week, and I asked this guy where the vegetable straws were. Mm. And he was like, oh, hey, man, I'll show you. And I was like, all right. So we started walking. He's like, hey, man. He's like, where are you from, big dog? And I was like, Dunbar. And he's like, me too. And I was like, fucking awesome. He's like, what year did you graduate? And I was like, well, I graduated from South Charleston in 06. And he's like, I graduated 03. And I was like, well, what's your name? And he was like, Marty.
Marty?
Yeah, he said, and I think he was, I don't know. I don't want to say he's on the slow side because I don't know. He's like, Marty. He's like, you know, 20th Street Hillside in Dunbar with the Dalmatians? I was sitting there trying to rack my brain. I was like, yeah, I'm
racking mine right now.
Yeah, so 20th Street with the Dalmatians is where Mark, he's like, that was me growing up, 20th Street. Dalmatians. I was like, oh, man, that's cool. I said, I can't think off the top of my head. And he was like, you know, and I graduated in 03. And I think he told me, he said, do you remember the special education class? And I was just going along with him because I couldn't really understand him. I was like, yeah, yeah, man. He's like, that fight in 03 in the special education class, that was my fight. And I won it. And I was like, well, fuck yeah, you did. And
wait, Marty, wait. Who'd you beat up?
Well, he didn't give me details. He was on the clock, man. He was on the clock. So
did you do some investigating?
Yeah, I contacted Stacy because I was, or Casey. I don't know. And I don't know if I saved it, but she told me who he was. And damn it, I have to get back to this podcast.
You have to,
because
damn it, man. You got me on the edge of my seat here. Mm. Who in the hell is Marty? I need to see a picture. And what is this famous fight in 03?
I don't know. So if we got any of our listeners that know Marty in 03, she sent me his name. I found him on Facebook, and it was him because he did work at...
He works at the Crosslanes Walmart?
Yeah, let me see if I can find him on here. We already searched him.
Is his real name Marty?
Yeah.
Really?
Damn it. I have to ask Casey.
You have stats?
Yeah.
And she knew him.
Oh, she's like, well, I went with his brother. She knew. She acted like she didn't know him. She fucking knew him. She she was too quick with a name.
It blows me away. You didn't get any details on this famous fight in 03.
Dude, he showed me. And all he said was he was pumped. He was like, 03. And I swear he said in special education class. I could be wrong. Marty, if you do run across this and I'm quoting you wrong, man, leave a fucking comment and I'll fix it. But I swear,
you should have plugged the podcast to him, like, blase, blase, yeah. You'll be on the podcast.
But he was like, that fight in 03 in the special education, he's like, that was me. That
if
was
we had
my
an extra
fight.
Mic, we'd have brought him in. He lives over there.
We'd be fine. I went last Sunday. I'm sure he's back there again.
Wait. Okay, there's a lot of things I want to unpack about this story. The veggie straws. What the hell are you looking for veggie straws?
My wife wanted to chip veggie straws for lunch.
So you went and got a bag of veggie straws. Well, and you asked the produce guy where they were
at? No, he was just stocking shelves.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I couldn't find
them. I thought he was the produce guy.
Because they're not in the chip out.
Veggie straws are?
No, sir.
Why?
I don't know.
Where are they at?
They were down somewhere else. You had to ask Marty. We'll go find him tomorrow.
I need to know about this.
I got to give a special shout out to my wife, too, dropping LBs left and right.
Oh.
I don't know how much she's down, but she's down. Yeah, I was looking at her down. I was like, damn, girl, you're losing a little weight already. I'm going to blow away.
She doing her steps?
I don't really think she's doing steps. She's just counting. She got some kind of point app, and she's sticking.
She's doing
it.
The Weight Watchers.
Yeah, good for her.
Hell yeah, dog.
And right my on. Second one is, it happened to me today, and I just want to... our viewers probably know this, and if you don't know this, I'm going to give a special shout-out to a longtime friend of ours that is busting his ass, and people need
to know where this is going.
Fucking respect him. I went to Lowe's today.
Yeah.
Ran into my man BJ Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Grew up with BJ. We've talked about him before. Guy's had a tough life, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I dab him up. I'm like... shake his hand. He gives me the nervous shake, but I mean, like, come on, dude, we're boys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey man, you know, he's like thinking like he's gotta get back to work. I'm like, dude, you can follow me around. I'll ask like I'm needing help, you know. So I'm looking for some plywood, whatever, and he's gonna come down there and talk to me, and then the cashier was like, Jeff, I need you. And I'm like, so I call him BJ, he's BJ to me, his real name's Jeff. He goes up there and he goes like, yeah, I can't find a barcode. So he's like, I'm like, dude, fuck them. Tell the cashier to go get the barcode. Like, so he goes and gets it, whatever. And then he comes back, and me and him are talking. And I'm like, dude, you're not running Lowe's yet? He's been out there for years.
Years. Big time.
And they treat him like shit.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, dude, you've been here. You show up to work. Don't make somebody else go get those buggies. Like, he's like, when I was in there the whole time, he was running calls, he was cutting boards, he was doing this. And I'm like, dude, you're doing everything. And plus, he was out still getting buggies. And I'm like, but you got all these other people like just sitting around running. I'm like, y'all are abuse. I don't know what he makes out there, but nah. I know they're abusing him. He's still hustling at FedEx. He's working two jobs, And he was telling me about another guy I went to school with. I'm not going to name drop anybody, but was like, yeah, this guy's just sitting around trying to get this disability check. And he first, they told him it was going to be $10,000. Then he's like, but now it's like just going to be like $2,000 back pay. And I'm like, that's what pisses me off, man. I said, because this guy's just sitting around trying to get a check and he's getting some food stamps. And you're out here busting your ass in two jobs. I felt bad for him, man. I was like, I was nothing but pumping him up. I was, because and it wasn't even pumping him up to be bullshit. And I was just like, dude, you keep fucking hustling. You're hustling. You're getting by. I don't know what you're doing with your money. If you have money, you don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're doing the right thing. That's what's
so. Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah. So any of you all see my man Jeff out Cross Lanes?
Dap him up, dog. Up.
Red hair, kind of skinny guy. He'll be getting the buggies. He might help you do some other shit. He was all over the place. So.
We're never inviting him to another party again, though. Yeah. Can't do that. Can't go back down that road.
I almost told him to listen to the podcast.
Oh, you should have.
Well, no, if you're going fucking dog like that. Jeff, if I ever
don't party, listen to the podcast, Jeff.
I'm going to tell him next time. But Jeff, if you ever want to come to my party.
Yeah, invite him to your house next time.
Okay, so that was my two. Hey, if you all see some childhood friends struggling in some dead ass end jobs,
dap them up, dog.
Dap them up. Give them a bit of confidence. And I know why they're not giving him promotion. I don't even know what he makes. He might be making good money. I know they start out 10.57 at Lowe's, and he's been there longer than 10.57 worth. But if you see any of your old friends or something busting their asses, man,
tell him good job, dog.
Give him a pat on the back.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Good for you, Jeff.
Yeah, stay hustle, dog. Mm-hmm. Hustle hard. What else you got?
I got a quote I'm going to save for the end. I got two very good ones that we could talk about, and I don't know how you will answer them because I don't know the answer. And I got one Urban Dictionary. It's stupid. It's not a good one.
All right. Let me get to mine then. So, in the midst of doing all my watching and fucking downtime bullshit and whatever, I asked you earlier what your favorite movie was of all time.
Forrest Gump.
All right. So, did a little deep dive on Forrest, and you want the trivia first or the facts? Let's test your knowledge.
Man. So, if we do the trivia, I'm going to go ahead and bust this out to you on the trivia.
Yep.
I love Forrest Gump because I think it's a perfect... I have yet to see a movie, and I don't watch many movies, so if there is something better out there to our viewers, that starts from the beginning to the end of a guy's person's life and keeps jumping back and forth and around in a circle to still tie up in the end to all make sense.
Yep.
Let me know. But I think that movie did it all. I mean, it fucking went from beginning to end to middle circles, all this, and still made sense. So, but back to the trivia. When I went to Bubba Gump
yep,
Shrimp,
yep,
I didn't know fucking shit.
Really?
Y'all, there was something I was like, what?
I think they stopped doing that. I think they stopped asking trivia questions. Well, you know, there's a lot of locations for Bubba Gump Shrimp. I think they have like 33 or 35 damn restaurants, something like that. So I don't know who's making money off of that, but somebody is.
Hopefully Tom Hanks.
No. I'll give you an interesting fact about Tom Hanks when it came to that movie. But
this isn't trivia. All
right, trivia.
Don't make me look stupid.
I won't. How many chocolates does Forrest say he can eat?
15. How many?
A million and a half.
God damn, Forrest. As long as he's at that bus stop, he probably did get a million and a half.
All right, let me give you another lob. Right before Bubba dies, what are his last words to Forrest?
I know this one's in the battlefield.
Yep. In Vietnam, man. Viet fucking Nam.
Damn it. And it wasn't pray for me.
Mm-mm.
Damn it, I know it. I don't know.
Piss you off when I say
it. Yeah, I know exactly what it is. I mean, go ahead. I know what it is. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's going to be a hit me.
I want to go home.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Damn.
Maybe
this isn't my favorite.
What is Jenny's last name?
Damn it.
0 for 3.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't know that. I don't.
Curran. Curran. They never say it in the movie. She never says it in the movie, something like that, but no, like it's not
when she comes out on stage playing the guitar. Do they call her that?
I think she has an alias when she did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's the crazy thing is watching that movie? I never knew what she was doing when she was partying and they showed that, like, spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And I, it, like, never thought in my young ages, I was just like, well, there's a fucking spoon. But then after I got older, I was like, damn, that bitch was right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Jenny was getting it back back in the day,
yeah.
Son. All right, let's see here. Who is the coach of the University of Alabama that discovers Forrest when he's running away from the bullies?
I don't know. I know I can see him. I don't know. Who is it?
Famous coach. All time. Well, was the all-time winningest coach at the University of Alabama before Nick Saban showed up.
Hit me.
Bear Bryant.
Thank you.
All right, you got to get this one. So you're 0 for 4. Your favorite movie, you're 0 for 4. You got to get this one.
Man,
what kind of lawnmower does Forrest drive?
It is the Snapper.
It is. Yes.
Yep. And it's crazy because that one.
Why is that significant to you?
Because that's what I got. And so it's funny because my first lawnmower that I really, when I started really, really cutting grass like on my own was my grandparents' yard. And my
that's why you call it Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's all coming together. Now it's coming all together.
My grandfather had an old ass Snapper. And that's when I was cutting his grass, that's what I always used was his Snapper.
Right.
And it's funny because that lawnmower he has, I always thought was weird. That's just the way they made them. The engine is actually in the back, and he sits up on the front wheels.
Ah, yeah. Okay. That's all I got for trivia. Thank God. one for five ain't bad.
Yeah, you know.
All right, let me hit you with some facts.
Hit me.
This one blow your mind. Tupac Shakur actually auditioned for the role of Bubba.
That would have went south because he'd have killed all them motherfuckers in Vietnam.
He'd have pulled his nine and blah, blah, yeah, blah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It never went down.
Well, I'm glad he didn't get there.
And also, speaking of auditions, Bill Murray, John Travolta, and Chevy Chase all turned down Forrest Gump. Travolta admitted later that passing on the role was a mistake.
Who knows what it would have been if they were in it. I mean, Tom Hanks did a phenomenal job.
Think about that, man. Those three, I mean, icon. Bill Murray said no to Forrest Gump.
I would have. I mean, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You have no idea.
And you know what? Maybe if they would have got it, it wouldn't have been what it was.
No, of course not. So. Yeah. And here's another fun fact. Tom Hanks was not paid for the film. Instead, he took percentage points, which ultimately netted him in the region of $40 million. So talk about a power play from Tom Hanks. Like, yeah, you know what? Don't pay me. I'll just take a point for every time this freaking thing goes on in the theater.
Good for him.
A smart business move, my friend.
And a gamble.
Oh, yeah.
That
very much.
That
could
have flopped.
Oh, easily. I think a lot of people thought it was going to flop. That's why they turned it down. All right. Let's see. I got two more. Gary Sinise, which is Lieutenant Dan, his lower legs were wrapped in a special blue fabric that allowed them to blank him out and digitally remove him later on. I always thought he tucked everything
and sat on him
in a chair. But no, they put a special blue wrap around him so you couldn't see his.
They cut him out. Now they can do that shit.
Yeah, easily. But you think back then, what? I don't even know when that movie came out. Like what?
Middle school.
What was it, 96, 97?
I don't know. You're Mr. Facts.
I don't know when it came out. Yeah. All right, last one. When Forrest gets up to talk at the Vietnam rally in Washington, the microphone plug comes pulled out and you cannot hear him. According to Tom Hanks, what do you think he was saying when it got pulled out?
So he was basically saying his time in Vietnam. Because what they told him when he got up there, he said, tell us about the war.
Yes.
I'm thinking he's saying that it was scary and raining and all that bullshit.
Because you just see his mouth moving.
Yeah.
You can't actually understand what he's saying. Tom Hanks says that what he said was, sometimes when people go to Vietnam, they go home to their mamas without any legs. Sometimes they don't go home at all. That's a bad thing. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, fucking
there you go.
That fits the movie. That fits the fucking.
Yeah, I never knew what he said either, but I thought that was one of the more interesting
good
facts.
Research.
Yeah.
I like that one. So, well, damn.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Let me hit you with two things real quick.
Hit me.
Is cereal a soup?
Let me just start off by saying I hate fucking soup. I can't stand soup. I can't stand it. I hate soup. I've never understood why people think soup's a meal.
Chili a soup?
No. No, it's definitely not a fucking soup. Chili is... Let's define what chili is. For most people, people think chili has beans in it. I'm here to burst your bubble. Real chili, competition chili, has no beans in it. It is just ground beef. So... for anyone who ever gives me chili and it has red beans, black beans, kidney beans, whatever, and you tell me it's chili, I'll look at you and say, no, you're wrong. It's bean soup. It's not. I'm not in with that. So the answer to that, I would say, I guess you can say chili is, but you...
No, it's cereal soup.
Man, that's a good one.
All of our listeners out there, is cereal a soup?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That was my next one. Really? That was my next one.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
So I asked some people that I work with in the hall. I said, is a hot dog a sandwich? And they were like, absolutely not.
It has the classification, though, because it has two buns. Both buns are literally on each side.
It's got a piece of meat in it.
Yeah.
I'd say it is. I'm having to say, how can it not? What are you going to classify it as?
Good question. It's probably always got its own category, but that's probably not a fair category to put it in because it probably is technically the same.
I mean, because
when you talk about the Chicago dog, has literally everything on it from tomatoes, onions, peppers, all the fixings.
Well, it's 1/5 of this podcast, and I don't know how you feel, but I'm co-owner of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, you hear it here first, hot dog is a sandwich.
And what about cereal? Is cereal a soup?
I don't know.
That one's a little bit harder to get by. I don't know why, but it is.
Well, so...
because there are cold soups.
And my thing is, too, you can eat dry cereal. You can't eat dry soup. You don't have to have milk for cereal.
You don't. I know. I've seen quite... That was quite a thing back in the day when people would just eat cereal straight out the box.
You know what I've been eating for my diet in the mornings?
Hmm.
Cheerios. I can get 2 cups for 1,000 or 2,000 calories.
200 calories.
200 calories.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really filling, but
it's got some fiber in it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You can eat cereal dry.
I'm with you on the hot dog is a sandwich. Well, the cereal is a soup. The cereal is a soup. That one's a tough one to get by. But I'm not a big soup guy. I love a good sandwich, but I'm not a big soup guy.
Okay. Damn it. So you took my cereal. Well, that covered that. So let me get one more. I got a Urban Dictionary. I didn't have time to look. It was stupid. You know what a stoned pony is?
A stoned pony.
There's times that you could say, Matt Henson thinks he is a stoned pony in this world.
Good God. That leaves it open-ended.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think my attitude sometimes comes off as that way. Stone pony is when you act like you're better than everybody else.
Oh!
A stone
pony. How many stone ponies you know back in the day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we were stone ponies back in the day. Because we were always classified as bullies.
I don't know if I deleted that, but I could go back and see if I recently deleted and see what it...
Stone pony.
Yep. So, Adriana Perdue, April 5th, 2017, came up with that one. And she said, get off your stone pony, Cassidy.
Your high horse.
Yeah.
Just a different word for high horse.
Getting free drinks from Lazy Larry behind the bar isn't something to brag about. Oh, all right, that's a whole sentence.
Hey, let me ask you this. That just sparked me.
Can I read this whole thing?
Yeah, go ahead. I got something.
Get off your stone pony, Cassidy. Getting free drinks from Lazy Eye Larry behind the bar isn't something to brag about. All right, there.
So, speaking of free drinks, so it's always It's always this thing that girls get to go into establishments, i.e. bars or nightclubs, and bartenders normally, you know, will slide them a free drink here and there.
Yep.
Or allow them into the establishment for free. So with the roles being reversed, you and I can probably both agree that's never happened for us, other than our Billy Guthrie Mike Guthrie days.
No.
But we still paid for those.
Right.
In some capacity.
So I got two things. Well, go ahead and finish
that. So that would probably happen for a girl in a bar setting when it was a guy bartender trying to get a girl drunk.
Right.
Did you ever have a female feed you free drinks in a bar setting? Because that definitely never happened to me.
Twice. Multiple times.
Really?
At a bar in South Charleston. It burnt down. Mojo's. I'll go ahead and do that. I always ran a tab there with a certain bartender that we went to school with. I don't know her name. And there was no...
I vaguely remember there was no connections.
We didn't talk to each other besides the bar. There wasn't no phone numbers, no Facebook. I'm talking about we just knew each other from school.
Yep.
And she was the bartender. And then there was another girl at the old Tomahawks. And what it changed to after Tomahawks?
It's the pizza place now.
Yeah, but Mountain Pie. But it was something before that.
Oh.
So, whatever. There was a blonde-headed girl there. And I don't know her name. I always talked to her. Was always pleasant. She knew I went there with dates, talked to girls in there. I didn't know her name. I just knew her name. I didn't know her from, no phone numbers, no texts, no nothing. I just knew her at the bar, and I always got my drinks from her, and the same thing at the Mojo's. And I don't know why, but these girls liked me. But every time I went there, I just said, I want to start a tab. And at the end of the night, I'd go up there and I'd say, hey, what's my tab? And it was always something stupid low. And I'd give him a big tip. So, anytime we went to Mojo's,
happen.
Yes, and I don't know why they did it to me, but say I'd go to Mojo's, I'd say, hey, let me buy the drinks, put them on my tab. I'd go put them on my tab, and then I'd always tell them, hey, do you want me to pay now, or I'll get you at the end of the night? And I always paid. I never bounced on them, never cheated them.
Right.
And I'd always pay them, and then they'd say, here it is. And I'm like, all right, that's stupid. So whatever I give them, I always gave them a hefty tip.
You think they did that because they knew they were getting a hefty tip, or they just...
Yeah, I think they knew they were making money off everybody else.
Yep.
They knew I was coming in there. I was bringing...
What was that girl's name? I am trying to think, because I remember that.
I know. I'll tell you when we get off. Okay. Because I don't know if it ever come back. I'll tell you.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to put a face on it. Yeah, we spent a lot of time at Mojo's.
Yeah, you would. I don't know her last name, but I'll tell you once we get off.
Okay.
Here. And we always came in a group, so I think she knew that. And I don't even. I think she still made other people in the group pay. But.
I definitely did.
But then when I'd go out there, I'd say just put it on my tab.
Every time I was in there.
And then at the end of the night, I always cashed out. I always took care of it. Always took care of them. And I'd say, don't split this. This is yours. And it was the same way with this girl at Tomahawks. I mean, I don't even know. I always was nice to her, pleasant with her, joked around with her. And she was a decent looking girl. But I wasn't that guy that was like trying to hit on her.
Yeah.
I always went in, I'd say, you know, like, how you doing? I said, you're looking good tonight. She had her boobs pushed up. She was doing the bartender stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I always mess with her, say, hey, you look good. But I never tried to advance anything with her. And she always took care of me. Always took care of me.
Mm.
So, yes.
Yes.
I have had that happen. And
never had that treatment. But ever.
It was nice.
So. Never had that treatment. I don't miss those old bar
Good
days.
Good for me.
I don't miss those old bar days.
I miss the atmosphere and the fun times we had. I don't miss the money I blew, the headaches I woke up with, and the times when I was, you know, drunk and I'm like, don't do this anymore, and I went and did it again. They were fun times. I would never take it back. I wouldn't want to do it now.
No.
Hell no.
No. You know, I thought about this the other day. It would be nice. It would be nice to have an establishment that we could go to, like when everybody got off work on a Friday, and like all of us just went out and like had a couple drinks at a bar
went
and
home.
Just and just go home and just like literally just like, all right, a couple beers, shoot the shit, maybe shoot a game of pool or throw some darts.
I think there is a place.
I know you're gonna plug this place under you. Are you gonna plug this place under you?
Yeah, because
Joe's is that
George's.
What George's.
And Joe said it was laid back, and a person I work with sent me a thing online, or she sent it through Facebook and sent it to me. She said, "You need to take your wife there. It's actually tonight. George's Inn is having like a Valentine's Day thing tonight." Dude, because I was like, "Man, I ain't going to that place to sketch." And she's like, "No." She's like, "If you ever want to go get a beer," she's like, "you need to give it." And Joe's even told me, he's like, "Dude, they're cool in there." He was like, "You can even tell the bar owner that I sent you in there because I told him you were coming. He's like, "Hey, tell him to come in." He said, "First beer's on me. He'll have a good time." They said there's no fights in there. And even the lady I work with, she was like, "You'd be surprised." She was like,
"Well, that place is always packed at certain times.
It's hit and miss."
I know.
There's times I go by there, like on the way here, I went that way, there's like four cars there. But I go by on a Tuesday night and you can't find a place in the parking lot.
We need a watering hole like that, man.
Yeah, we need to try it out.
We should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do it like when we would have time. I mean, summer's always pretty rough.
Okay, well, if Dan comes in, let's go have a beer there.
Good suggestion. That's a good suggestion.
George's it is.
George, here we go, man. Party out, buddy. Go to George's in the track.
Hey, and first 10 rounds are on you.
Don't say that. Don't say that because we'll be in there and we'll lose track of time.
That's all right. Mm. All we have is time. Mm. Which, at the end, all right, go ahead. No, wait, I ain't going to spoil it. Go ahead.
There you go. That's all I got. I mean, I'm all out. I'm fresh out.
I don't know. I don't really have much else. I do.
Yeah.
It's just personal.
Go ahead.
So, hopefully tomorrow, and if not tomorrow night, I'm going to try my first. Well, I've went coyote hunting once in my life. I went to my mother-in-law's farm with Jopes. We walked. I mean, it was coyote hunting. I mean, we walked. We did a lot of calling on the speaker and all that. Tomorrow, if everything goes right, I'm going hunting in the evening in Red House on coyotes over live or dead bait. It was live, dead now. I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Try the coyote game, and then if everything goes well Monday, I'm off work. I'm going to go to my uncle's and do a little live calling. And
you got one?
Yeah.
You got a call?
Yep. Give it a whirl. See how coyote hunting is. So
knock them dead, baby.
Knock
them dead. That's all I got.
All right. Well, let's end this on a quote that I have. Before that, I got one more.
Okay.
China was rebelling against the government. They were going to overthrow it in Hong Kong. All right, they got millions of protesters and they're not leaving. Do you think the coronavirus was spread by the government to clear the streets?
Oh.
Because the economy over there is pretty much shutting down. Everybody's staying home.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Starbucks is shutting down. Like, they're shutting plants down until this is gone.
How many people have died?
Is it 500 and something?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
So did the government say... And then that one... Did you see that one doctor that was in the hospital? He knew about it.
Mm.
And he was in there and he spoke out about it.
Mm.
And then he's dead. And they're looking at him because they...
Cut his treatment.
Well, I don't know if he had it or not. I think he might have got it, but then I was reading something like he didn't die of the virus.
Really?
But he spoke out about it and was like, "Hey, this is..." I can't tell you what he said because I didn't really read that much, but it was like, he's dead now. He bought a Clinton. Like, he knows too much. Knocking. Dead.
Ah, the Clintons.
Clinton.
That's a good conspiracy theory. It's right up there with Epstein if I really cared about China. I mean, I don't give a shit about China.
Well, you better if you look at Apple.
Well, that's true. My new Apple phone comes out in March, so I might not be able to get it.
Nah, you'll get it. Man, fuck. They'll push that. They'll clear that virus up, Bobby. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Tim Cook will come up with a freaking cure himself.
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good one. I couldn't tell you either way. I mean, you could go on conspiracy theories for days.
Okay. Well, let's end it on this. And this is from quote from Morgan Freeman in The Shawshank Redemption. And this brings me back to what we was talking about, Ham.
Very good movie.
When I said, Ham, you're buying, and you said, no, don't get that going because we'll lose track of time and we'll be in there forever. And he said, get busy living or get busy dying.
Good quote.
So we got to do something. We're going to get busy living, and we're just going to get busy dying. Which one you want to do?
Ended on that. Hey, appreciate you folks. Like always, our sponsors, everybody that's supporting us, Josh, Ham, all our good folks out at the auto, all our good folks over here at Karis Cuts Up and Collars. We appreciate it. And that's a wrap. That's all I got. All you got?
Josie out Washington, keep listening. And Paige, my secretary, quit being an ass and listen to it.
Yeah. Peace out.